This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guard. Shamran-1 satellite was put into a 550-kilometer orbit, and its first signals had been received. The media said that, adding that the solid fuel carrier was designed and built by the Aerospace Force of the Revolutionary Guard. Launch comes as United States and European countries accuse Iran of transferring ballistic missiles to Russia that would likely be used in its war with Ukraine within weeks. Iran has denied this. Ukraine has renewed its calls to the West to approve long-range strikes on Russian territory.
Ukraine has made a new call on the West to allow it to strike deeper into Russia after a meeting between United States President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday produced no visible shift in their policy.
This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. It was to allow ourselves the space which we took, the time which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen.
The renewed appeal came as Kyiv said Russia launched more drone and artillery attacks into Ukraine overnight. Ukrainian Air Force said that 76 Russian drones had been sighted, of which 72 were shot down. Other overnight attacks saw one person killed by Russian artillery fire in the Sumy region. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The head of NATO's military committee says that Ukraine has the solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies. Admiral Rob Bauer was speaking at the close of the committee's annual meeting on Saturday. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the latest attempt to salvage an oil tanker blown up by Houthi rebels.
A new attempt has begun to salvage an oil tanker that's been burning in the Red Sea following attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The EU's naval mission published images of its vessel escorting ships heading to the Greek-flagged oil tanker Sounion. It has been weeks since it came under attack from the Houthis. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians, as well as private security personnel, who were taken by a French destroyer to nearby Djibouti. The Houthis later planted explosives aboard the ship and detonated them. This has raised fears that the ship's 1 million barrels of crude oil could spill into the Red Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Venezuelan officials say that they arrested six foreign nationals, including three Americans, accusing them of plotting to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. On Saturday, the Interior Minister announced the arrest on state television, claiming the individuals are part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the government, also displaying issues and images of rifles allegedly confiscated from the suspects. U.S. and Spanish officials have not commented on the arrest. Announcement followed U.S. sanctions on Maduro's allies and Spain's recognition of opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as recapping our top story. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.